and I have asked other readers to be available. If I asked you to read, would you come up into this area right here? And Brother Kendrick has the microphone available for you. Have a seat anywhere up in here. And I'd like for us to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 24, at verse 45. The book of Luke, 24, 45. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. He led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. This, of course, is at the close of the recordings of the writings of the book of Luke, written by Luke. And then we go from here to the follow-up, or the book of Acts, which was also written by Dr. Luke. So from here, let's go to Acts chapter 1 at verse 4 through 9.
And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put into his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Okay, so we have a reiteration here in the beginning of Acts as to what was said in the close of Luke of this moment in time. And this is, in the simplest of Bible study form, the promise given to those who would be believers that God would baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they would receive the promise of the gift of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Acts 2, verses 1 through 4.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
We see the promise given to those following I don't know, does it refer to them as disciples? They weren't really disciples yet. There was a crowd. It was 500 people, and the promise was given. A portion of those heeded the Lord's words and made it to Jerusalem, up to an upper room as they begin to pray and wait upon God. And here we see the fulfillment on a specific day, the day of Pentecost. of the experience or the fulfillment of the promise. As they all received the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave to them the utterance. Okay. Let's go to Acts 2, 12 through 18.
And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Others mocking said, "These men are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy."
So we realize this is not a prepared lesson that Peter put together. This is spontaneous. This is in the moment. This is according to the gifting that has just come into the life of this man, Peter, and the revelation that prevailed because of the gifting when he said, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." And then he begins to recite and quote what was written in the book of Joel. And a reiteration then of the promises that would come upon the people and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and that it would be fulfilled not only to this generation, but to the next generation, right, to upon your children, yes, your children's children. Uh-huh. And let's read Acts chapter 2, 36 through 47.
"Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received this word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily as such should be saved."
So thank you for coming over to the house tonight for our Bible study. And in 10 minutes, we just took you from the giving of the promise to the manifestation or the fulfillment of the promise, and how people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and supernaturally begin to speak with spiritual utterance or with other tongues. And there were those who the Bible refers to as believers who were baptized. Now, you're a believer, right? You're a believer, right? And I'm so glad you came to our Bible study tonight. And we just read together in the scripture. This is real stuff. And because you're a believer, you would surely want to be baptized, wouldn't you? Look at all the heads are nodding. So we're going to arrange a mass baptism tonight. because you don't want to wait. And here's water. What doth hinder us? Nothing. And so let's go ahead and fill it up. Everybody ready now to be baptized? Wow, that was so easy, wasn't it? Now, when you go home tonight, you know, we're gonna pray in just a minute, okay? After you're baptized, we're going to begin to pray. God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Scripture speaks of believers laying hands upon others, those for sick, casting out devils. Do we need to cast anything out here? Okay, good. And so when you leave tonight, I'm pretty sure you're probably going to go right over to your neighbor's house because you can't believe what has happened to you. And you may feel to share with them. And look, all you need is this handful of scriptures. This kind of sums it all up. And the electricity that's flowing through you right now, they're not going to hear a lot of the words anyway. They're just going to look at you and think, what has happened to you? You've changed so much. I know I'm making light. I felt to contact Brother David Doan, whom I mentioned last week. Brother David Doan, and just for some, I had a request of him. He responded back and he said, give me your phone number. I want to call you. So I waited a day and a half. I'm thinking, okay, what does David Doan want to talk to me about? The last time we talked, he wanted me to go to Vietnam. I really didn't want to go to Vietnam at the time. And so I waited a day and a half, and then he texted back and he said, what's a good time to call you? And so I waited another 10 hours or so. And then while I didn't know what time it was in Tokyo, I thought, he is surely sleeping. It's 4:00 in the morning here. I'm going to text him right now. So I text him, and he says, can you take a call right now? What are you doing at this time of the night over there? It's 17 hours later, or earlier, or something. Okay. Advanced. Anyhow, so we connected. He called and he started talking and didn't hardly stop talking. And a lot of our discussion was, you know, he's spending time in Vietnam and he is spending time in Japan. And he's also has some connections in China. And so we were discussing China a little bit. I could sense that, you know, number one, he was impassioned, but he was also frustrated. He was frustrated with what's not working, and he was impassioned by what he felt was working. And he said that his approach in the present is to make disciples of believers and immediately send them out. So, on the first meet, you're witnessing. Your next gathering, you're in a Bible study. Gathering three, you're baptizing. Meeting four, you're teaching them to witness. Meeting five, you're teaching them to Bible study. Meeting six, you're teaching them to baptize. He said, I've stopped trying to control it. In other words, if our focal point is to try to gather people and assemble them in buildings, in Tokyo, this isn't going to happen. One man's paying $10,000 a month for a room in Tokyo so that they can put a sign on it and call it a church. I went house to house in China, and there were no signs. There were no, there were no titles. People didn't even refer to each other by their last name. They didn't even know each other's last name for their own protection. And the environment was so far extreme from what we in America call church. But yet, I could look in the scripture and identify it. This is what I'm seeing. This is what is being practiced here. You know, there's a curve. Do you remember the day you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Remember the week that you were baptized? Did you keep it a secret? You told somebody? Do you remember the energy? Do you remember the smile? You know, a week before it was like this. And now you're walking around and there's a beam and a smile. And what happened to you? Well, man, I walked down to this little church and went down to this altar, and people were praying and something happened. You know, a real biblical description. What do you mean? What happened? I don't know, man. I felt something on my mouth. Don't you remember your testimony? They were praying, they were singing. I didn't know what's going on, but they were talking about the Holy Ghost. And then they just asked if we wanted to pray. And I thought, why not? And I started praying and something happened. And you might not understand this, but I started speaking in another language. You did what? I wasn't sure. It just sounded like gibberish to me. Real eloquent. Remember how eloquent you were? See how eloquent you've become? Oh, but you're past the curve. It may be that you're past the curve. See, now it's all about being faithful. Attend every service. Sit in the same seat. Don't confuse anybody. That's my seat. Be regular. Separate yourself from the world. Separate yourself from your friends. What? Yeah, come out from among them and be ye separate. Become imprisoned. Oh, did I say that? And I get past the curve. And I sit there long enough that somewhere I lose the energy of what was there in that first few weeks. So I'm seeing a little bit of genius in what Brother Doan was telling me the other night. I said, you what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, we're setting Vietnam on fire. Good. We're getting the gospel to them. That's wonderful. Praise God. And as while he was talking, all I could think about was Acts 2:42. And what I read about in the scriptures and some of my own personal experiences, that too many of them are too long ago. Is it possible to reignite? How do we do that? Do I threaten you? Do I bribe you?
Probably not.
I don't think any of that stuff works. Is there a stirring and a quickening that can come from God that can take me to a place and a moment in time that would bring a freshness and a reigniting? I don't know if this is a message, but this is it. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Shanghai, Berlin, Rio de Janeiro. You shall be San Juan. What's that city in Kenya you're from? Nairobi. In Nairobi. You shall be witnesses unto me. Philadelphia. You shall be witnesses unto me, unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Spanaway, Federal Way, Tacoma. That's an international city on the other side of the... Tacoma. Anybody here live in Tacoma? Sorry. Praise God. Try that one on at work. Praise God. The power of witness prevail upon you. The power of witness prevail upon you. Let a quick word live in your mouth. In the name of Jesus, let a quick word live in your mouth. Let a sure word of prophecy prevail upon your lips. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Brother Berglund, do we have those dates set with you? We do, don't we, for here? And that's in January here? Okay. In January, we will have a series of 3 weeks. Brother Berglund is going to be teaching basic Bible prophecy. That's a month away. There are people in your path. Or maybe they're not even in your path. They're just next door. And if you haven't had the chance, I would dare say you're probably going to get the chance. And in brief conversation, somewhere in that process, I'm going to encourage you. Get these dates. When are the dates? When's the first date? The 13th? 8th, the 8th of January, okay? Would you extend an invitation to somebody? Just tell them, look, we got this guy. Yeah, we got this guy. What's his name? You know, I don't really know. He's just kind of tall. He's married to an Indonesian lady. Got really tall kids. And he's teaching on Bible prophecy for 3 weeks. And he's going to start on the 8th. Why don't you come? Sit down with me. You know, you are the connect point to that. It's not about the name of the church or what color the foyer is or anything else. You're the contact point. And what is expressed in your spirit in conversation can either be the lure... Well, we won't talk about the other. Anybody want to do that? You accept the challenge? It's just a challenge. It's not a new rule. But can you be challenged in your spirit to be available as a vessel? There's somebody. I promise you, there's somebody. Let's stand. So what's the follow-up to a prophecy seminar? We're not even going to call it a seminar. What's the follow-up? Luke 24:47. You just had the follow-up. Do you want a copy of my notes? Brother Kendrick's got them. There's a follow-up that you, sitting down with them anywhere, can quickly read through. You don't even have to carry your Bible. Use your phone. Scroll it up. Look on your phone. Oh, here, download the app. It's right here, the Brown Bible, or whatever one you want. Simplicity. Simplicity. I didn't know what to think when Brother Doan said, some people are having 3 Bible studies and we're teaching them to baptize. We're doing dry runs. What? Yeah, we just, you know, right there, we just, here's what you do, here's what you say. Well, that's bringing some scary looks. I'm telling you what he said. I'm just telling you what he said. Yeah, they're a believer at that point, aren't they? Well, yeah. He said, they asked me for, you know, what about license? I say, give me a napkin. Do you understand the multiplied millions of souls we're talking about here?
Right.
Okay, okay, okay. Slow down. Sit down. Relax. My Lord, he was passionate. The guy's on fire. Wow, you're so attentive. I thought about this after the service on Sunday. When I was asking you to wait on the Lord for a commitment to that ministry, I was asking for an ongoing commitment. I don't know if you realized that. Maybe you knew that. Some of you did. It wasn't a one-time thing. I was asking you to let the Lord tell you what you would commit to ongoing once a month. Because once a month, probably on the first of the month, we're going to reinitiate Mission Sunday and talk about our reach outside of here through our support program, okay? So we'll remind you once a month, first of the month, and we'll receive that offering, all right? Times, they are a-changing. Times are changing. Methods are changing. Doctrine remains the same. Amen? Boy, I just like what I feel in here today. Brother Berglund, why don't you come and dismiss us in prayer?